Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Bauer. It's time to say goodbye to sacrificing your well-being on the way to success. As an entrepreneur in wellness, integrative medicine fellow, university lecturer, longtime physician assistant, experienced in integrative psychiatry and functional medicine, and a keynote speaker, I have a lot of experience and expertise to share. So get ready to optimize your well-being and move in the direction of your dreams. Help spread this valuable and powerful message by sharing the podcast with your friends, family, and community. Together, we can make a profound impact on the world. Now for a quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are purely the opinions of the author. They are not intended to provide medical advice or treatment recommendations, and the contents of this podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. Please always seek the guidance of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional. If you have any questions regarding your specific health, changes to diet and exercise, and any medical conditions. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to share this wonderful formula to optimize your well-being and really to achieve your goals. You know, I've given this a lot of thought, and throughout my own personal experiences, I've learned quite a bit. I've switched fields, going from healthcare to business owner and entrepreneur. I've gone on, you know, my own journey of personal development and discovery and growth, and I've learned a lot on the way. So what I've done, I've kind of packaged all of the things that I really think are valuable to optimize your well-being and attain success. And I put it into this acronym. And the acronym, the word is GOALS. And each letter is going to represent something that I think is incredibly valuable and that really can help us live our best lives and really feel our best and show up in the world as the best version of ourselves, which is really what I'm all about and what I'm trying to be every day is the best me that I can be. And that letter G in the word goals, it represents gratitude. So gratitude is something that a lot of people talk about, and sometimes I think it's brushed over. But the thing about gratitude, you know, if you take any situation in your life, you can see either the good, the bad, both in between, you know, but when you're focusing on what you're grateful for, it really puts you into the space of optimism, hope, and it's truly uplifting. So focusing on gratitude also helps your brain start to look for things that are going to make you feel good. And this is a practice that you can incorporate in a lot of different ways, but I definitely think it should be a practice, meaning you intentionally go out of your way to focus on and, you know, write down even things that you're thankful for. So people do things like gratitude journals, and you can get a special notebook for that. You can write down things you're grateful for. First thing in the morning, it could be 5 things, it could be 10 things, you know, pick what resonates with you. And you also could do it before bed. You know, that is something a lot of people do as well. I personally like to think about things that I'm grateful for throughout the day, especially if I find myself getting in a funk for whatever reason, or if something happens that is, you know, a little bit unsettling or upsetting, or if I'm disappointed, if something doesn't work out the way that I was hoping it would. You know, I allow myself to feel those emotions, but then I really shift my focus and attention to what am I thankful for. And honestly, just that exercise really can help boost my mood, and it can help me really build resilience. And you know, that is a practice that, you know, hopefully you can benefit from as well. So that's G. Now O. O is about overcoming your fears. So for me, you know, I've had a lot of fear in the past, fear of failure, fear of judgment, other fears as well. I had fear of, you know, health issues after practicing in medicine and seeing so many people who were sick. You know, I've had different fears that I've had to overcome. And this is going to be a topic that, you know, you need to kind of tune into yourself and see what are you really afraid of that's holding you back. But this is the thing. Now, you're never going to really be able to get rid of fear, because it's there for a reason. You know, we all have fear, and it can serve us in different circumstances. But you want to be able to overcome your fear, meaning you still are able to go after your dreams and push forward and push past it.
And that is where you're really going to have incredible growth and development. And you can really then explore what your ultimate potential is. Because a lot of times what's holding us back from really trying that new thing or putting ourselves out there is we're afraid, you know. And once you realize that taking that first step and you do it, you make it through, you realize that it wasn't as big of a deal as you thought it would be. You know, we tend to give our power away thinking about these situations, and then you do it and you're like, oh man, that wasn't what I was expecting it to be. I did it. It was no big deal. I'm still here. Even if you end up, you know, not doing as best as you would have liked, you know, you still give yourself credit for trying. You learn, you grow, and then you move forward doing things a little bit more wisely the next time around. So for me, you know, I talk about public speaking, if you've listened to my previous podcasts, and how I used to be petrified of public speaking. I never in a million years thought that I would be hosting a podcast, keynote speaker, all the things I'm doing. But it started with me really wanting to overcome my fears. And I realized that was a place where I felt intimidated and I was afraid of judgment and all the different things that go through your head, you know, when you're standing up there and everyone's looking at you. But I took that first step and I started lecturing. I realized I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. My confidence grew and here I am. So again, look at yourself in your life. Where can you move past those fears? Because that's where, again, you really have potential for growth, success, and you know, feeling your best. And then the A. So A is for assessing your boundaries. And this is a big one. I've struggled with this one in the past, and I think a lot of people do, and especially, you know, maybe those in the helping, healing profession, healthcare, you know, where you're trying to give and you're trying to help support people and help people. Sometimes you can lose those boundaries that really can help protect yourself and your well-being and keep you from burning out. So burnout's a big thing. You know, a lot of people go through burnout. And I think regardless whatever profession you're in, if you're home with your kids, if you're home, if you're not working, if you are working, you know, we all can benefit from having healthier boundaries in place and getting comfortable with saying no. That is a huge one. And I really think the ability to say no, it comes down to self-love and self-confidence. And, you know, the more that I've been able to kind of gain that, I have gotten more comfortable with the ability to say no. I'm not going to lie, it still is uncomfortable for me. You know, sometimes I have had tendencies in the past of trying, you know, overdoing it, saying yes when I really wanted to say no. And I've gotten better with that. But this is such an important area to really firm up your boundaries and protect your time. Protect your time, because if you want to feel uplifted and if you really want to feel your best, you need to listen to your own inner guide about what you want to do, where you want to spend your time. If you're saying yes when you want to say no, you're not going to feel good, you know, and I don't think anyone really wants you to be saying yes if you really mean no, you know, in truth. So getting clear on that, seeing where you can have a little bit firmer boundaries, and even with your family, you know, setting boundaries that you need time for your self-care, whatever it is, that is really important, especially now that a lot of kids are e-learning and, you know, people are working from home. It's really important to let those in your life know what you need and to protect your health and your well-being by giving yourself the time that you need to, you know, recharge. And same with, you know, responsibilities at work, you know, firming up those boundaries, you know, making it clear what time is work time, what time is you time, what time is family time. So that's an area I think that's really important for overall fulfillment, well-being, and really achieving your goals so you're not getting burnt out. So let's go on to L. And L is a big one. L's lifestyle. So I talk a lot about lifestyle. This is a really, really big category. But if you want to really have optimal well-being, if you want to have optimal performance, you have to take care of yourself. And you know what lifestyle, it includes nutrition, it includes your sleep patterns, it includes exercise, you know, alcohol, caffeine. There's so many different areas in lifestyle. How are you living your life? And this is a place where a lot of people have room for improvement. And I think to start, it's really just being aware of where you're at and then being able to take steps in the direction of improvement in one area so you don't feel overwhelmed. Because if you try and change everything all at once, it can get to the point where you're just overwhelmed and then you stop and you don't do anything. So, you know, one idea for lifestyle is to try and get a really good morning routine down. I think the morning really can set the stage for the whole day. And if you have a solid morning routine, you get in that time for self-care, you know, if you get in that time for exercise, that really can set you up for feeling your best. And personally, my morning routine most days is I wake up and then I meditate. And, you know, I set intentions for myself. How do I want to show up in the world? How do I want to feel? I do some guided imagery sometimes. If I have a meeting or something important, I kind of visualize it going the way that I want it to go. And then, you know, it's getting the kids ready and having breakfast and, you know, having my coffee and doing all that. And then I work out and I like to run outdoors. I, you know, do yoga sometimes. So that is my morning routine that really sets me up for being my best self. And when I miss that, when I miss that meditation, when I don't get to exercise, I truly can feel it. So I would just recommend trying to get that morning routine down and also paying attention to what are you eating in the morning. You know, again, that's going to affect your energy levels, a lot of different things. And so that, again, lifestyle is a huge area, but I just wanted to give you a couple little tidbits there. And then you get into S, and S is for self-talk. So self-talk is a huge one. You know, what are you saying to yourself? What are your, you know, your core beliefs about yourself, really? And starting to be aware of that and kind of rewriting your story, if you need to rewrite your story, so that you are your own biggest advocate. Because so often, you know, we can beat ourselves up for one thing or another. And truly, you know, we're all learning, we're all doing the best we can with the information we have at the time. So it's cutting yourself some slack, you know, forgiving yourself for whatever mistakes you've made in the past, and loving yourself. So, you know, different things that could help with self-talk are things like journaling. For some people, affirmations can be helpful. I don't think in every situation, but sometimes that can be useful. Talking about it, also counseling, working through those things, cognitive behavioral therapy. There's a lot of different things that can help support positive self-talk. But also, you know, I think taking action, like if you're able to start moving in the direction of your dreams and doing some of the things I talked about, overcoming fear, assessing your boundaries, kind of owning your power with that, that's going to make you feel better about yourself. So when you start doing these things, incorporating these things, you know, that also can promote positive, uplifting self-talk. But really, it's something that, you know, I think we all can benefit from, and everyone has a little bit of improvement there. Mindfulness practices, I think, also are useful for this, staying anchored in the present moment instead of going back to the things that have happened in the past or projecting into the future, right? So that is goals, right? And those were the different tips that I have for optimizing well-being and really achieving your goals. And when it comes down to it, with all of this, you know, it's also taking action. So you need to start moving, and this in small steps, big things can happen. So even if it's the smallest thing, you start there and you gain momentum, and before you know it, you know, some really incredible things can happen. So I encourage all of you to take what resonates and start moving in the direction of your dreams and, you know, optimal wellness and well-being. And if you'd like to learn more, you know, or kind of pursue this at a deeper level where I really dig deeper into these topics and more, you know, check out my 8-week online course where I do 56 videos and handouts where we touch on so many different topics using my experience in integrative medicine and integrative psychiatry to really help guide you towards, you know, optimal well-being, performance, and attaining success. So thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been such a pleasure to share all this wonderful information with you. And you can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. You can learn about my 8-week online course at www.livegreatly.online. And I'm also doing seminars and speaking engagements and Q&As for businesses and packages along with this course for employee wellness and well-being. So please reach out if I can help you and help your business. I know there's a lot of stress right now going on with COVID-19, and I really want to be able to offer value to help you and your businesses do your best, show up in the world as the best version of yourself. You can follow Live Greatly on Instagram and Twitter at livegreatly_co, and you can follow me on Facebook at livegreatly.co. And please make sure to subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. I always appreciate it if you can leave a review. That definitely helps me out. And please share this so that we really can spread the message that you don't need to sacrifice your well-being to attain success. This is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.